September 30, John the Revelator. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. To outward appearances, the enemies of truth were triumphing, but God's hand was moving unseen in the darkness. The Lord permitted His servant to be placed where Christ could give him a more wonderful revelation of Himself than he had ever yet received, where he could receive most precious enlightenment for the churches. He permitted him to be placed in solitude, that his ear and heart might be more fully prepared to hear and receive the revelations that he was to be given. The man who exiled John was not released from responsibility in the matter, but he became an instrument in the hands of God to carry out his eternal purpose, and the very effort to extinguish light placed the truth in bold relief. John was deprived of the companionship of his brethren, but no man could deprive him of the companionship of Christ. A great light was to shine from Christ to his servant. The Lord watched over his banished disciple and gave him a wonderful revelation of himself. Richly favored was this beloved disciple. With the other disciples, he had walked and talked with Jesus, learning of him and feasting on his words. His head had often rested on his Savior's bosom, but he must see him also in Patmos. God and Christ and the heavenly host were John's companions on the lonely island, and from them he received instruction of infinite importance. There he wrote out the visions and revelations he received of God, telling of the things that would take place in the closing scenes of this earth's history. When his voice could no longer witness to the truth, the messages given him in Patmos were to go forth as a lamp that burneth. From them men and women were to learn the purposes of God, not concerning the Jewish nation merely, but concerning every nation upon the earth. Signs of the Times, March 22, 1905.